This conference is being recorded.
Welcome everybody to the TMCHU webinar for .cam. I am Peter and I will be introducing you to Nicola from the .cam TLD. But first we'll start with a few updates from the Trademark Clearinghouse. Currently we have over 41,492 marks submitted in the clearinghouse. Approximately half of those marks are submitted for multiple years. And more than 84% is registered by agents. Agents are professionals who manage trademarks on behalf of their clients and submit them in the Trademark Clearinghouse. We have marks from over 109 countries covering 121 jurisdictions, which cover a total of 118,000 trademark years. The Trademark Clearinghouse sends out, as part of its services, sends out claims notifications to trademark holders. The claims notifications alert trademark holders of an exact match registration within the first 90 days after general availability. And to date, we have sent out over 240,000 claims notifications. After the 90 days, the ongoing notifications take over and they inform trademark holders of a matching activation of a domain name. And to date, we have sent out over 460,000 ongoing notifications. The TLDs that are currently awaiting sunrise are, amongst others, .Zurich, .Baby, and some of the Japanese IDN TLDs from Amazon. And the TLDs that are currently in sunrise are, like we said, .cam, but also .makeup, blog, and doctor. Today we have Nicola on board, who will be introducing his TLD .cam. And Nicola, I will hand over the floor to you.
Okay, thank you, Peter. So I will present the new .cam extension. The extension is from a Dutch company, ACW Web Connecting, based in Rotterdam. And now the extension is available for Sunrise after 5 years for fighting in obtaining the new name. I can move the... Yes, thanks, Peter. So why a .cam extension? The idea for .cam is camera or webcam. With cam, it's possible to publicize your activities, various activities. It could be social activities, sports, personal activities. The .cam extension will provide a specific tools in order to facilitate, to simplify the access to your videos, picture, and social content. But it's also a way with .cam to use a name like, construction.cam. So next slide, please. So we will see an example, a specific case with a time-lapse cam and construction cam. But first, The main interest in a .cam domain name is it's short, it's quite clear, and it's international because camera is understandable for Indian people, but also Chinese people. Everybody around the world understand .cam. In some specific places like Italy, .cam has a meaning like camera, room. Also, it could be a camino in Spanish, so there is some specific meaning, but globally, .cam, when we ask to Chinese people, for example, you understand camera, cam for camera. So with such extension, it's easy to make simpler name like earthcam.com, beginning earth.cam, or timelapsecam.com, beginning timelapse.cam. teamcam.com, beginning team.cam. On the next slide, here we can see a specific interesting example where a company, a French company, Davisibox, which were using the name davisibox.com as website, now is moving to construction.cam. Why to move on such new name? First of all, the idea is to use extension as a keyword. If you look for construction and cam with the exact matching domain effects, your site, construction.com, will be the first on Google. That's the main reason. But second reason is also to be more understandable, because DaVisiBox is not clear what is the job of DaVisiBox. DaVisiBox is the European leader for job site supervision with cameras. It's not easy to understand that with the name DaVisiBox. But with construction.com, it's quite clear. Construction camera. So we have with the new name a better job description, so stronger impact. We have also a better search position. It means lower ad budgets, especially with Google. And also it's easier to communicate. It's not easy to spell DaVisiBox.com. It's quite easy to explain construction.com. In fact, you do not have to explain how to spell it. So it's a strong move from a company who is confident in the new extension. And in fact, it's not a problem to use new extension. If you take the example dash car, for example, you put these two words in Google. The first site proposed by Google is dash.buy. So there is no negative impact in using a new extension. And concerning .com, in fact, it's a stronger effect. Okay, I see Cathy cannot hear anything. For the other, it's okay? Or Peter, you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Sorry, I was muted.
Okay, so I don't know why.
I'll inform Cathy that she needs to join the audio conference.
Okay. Okay,
you can continue. I'll also inform her that the webinar is recorded and will be shared. So please continue.
Okay, perfect. So after that, we will see another example next on the next slide. In this case, the idea is for a professor, medicine professor of the university, a French university. The idea is to use tabac.com as a way to put messages against tabac use on the net. And here the idea is to use availability of name like tabac to be present on the net with a simpler way, with a simple name. And this professor with a team of professors has some messages, video messages to put on the net, and the idea is to refer to all these messages using the new tabac extension. Video is a strong way to convey warning message about tobacco. The choice of .com was quite obvious for us. In fact, it's possible for them to use YouTube or Vimeo, but it's not a signature. The idea with .com is to manage your own signature, and so they choose to use tabac.com. On the next slide, here we have a young team, cycling team, and here the idea is to communicate directly with name team.com. So the idea is to use a brand, the cam in the brand, team.com. It's quite clear, quite simple. And the idea is to promote the use of .com for social activities, because such people, a team, cycling team, is publishing a lot of messages and videos and photos and Facebook. And the idea is for them to manage their own signature with team.com. They have the possibility to communicate by themselves, not through, you know, facebook.com/team/ etc. So it's a simpler way to communicate for them. So on the other slides, we can see some examples. It could be interesting, for example, for Red to simplify the name in order to show their product. Instead of red.com/product, it could be simpler to use red.com, but it's not used at the moment. It's just an example. On the next slide, we have the same idea for people in the gaming area who are using a lot of videos. The idea here is to be, you know, you can manage your own signature using your own name, for example, gaming.cam. But this one is a premium name, so it costs a lot. But it's possible for each gamer to put his name plus .cam and so to be visible directly. In the next slide, we have the same idea here, is to communicate around the webcam. A lot of webcam are around the world, and if we take the example of Davisibox, construction.cam, they'll have also buy timelapse.cam. And the idea with timelapse.cam is to communicate on specific projects. For example, operas.timelapse.cam. On such site, it would be possible to see the project of the new Philharmonic Opera of Paris, the new Opera of Dubai, etc. So it's interesting to have a specific address for all webcam with .cam. On the next slide, we can see the use for sports. For sure, sportsmen and women are using videos to communicate, and here also the idea is to simplify the access to your videos by using a specific signature with .cam. On the next slide, we have the same idea with events. Instead of, for example, livestream.com/watch, we could have directly the name live.cam. Very clear, very simple, easy to memorize. So we think it's a good name. And the last example is around social activities. SC Web Connecting is working on a specific project in order to propose an interface to put all your messages from YouTube, Facebook, and all the social networks in order to have on one page all your activities on social networks. For example, you will replace Facebook/MyLife by directly your name, mylife.cam. So with such example, we can see .cam is quite useful for different activities. And on the next slide, now we can see the schedule. Oh, you have no the schedule. Okay, we are on sunrise for the moment. And the general availability will be on December 14th. Thanks, everybody. So I can hear for questions.
Okay, thank you, Nicola, for your explanation on .cam. If there are any questions, please feel free to pose them in the chat window. If you've missed the beginning of the presentation because of the audio, know that the recording will be shared afterwards, including with the presentation deck. They are listed on the TMCH website. To summarize, you are currently in Sunrise, Nicola, correct?
Exact. Until December 5.
Okay.
And after that, we will have a specific week, an early access program for 1 week with a decreasing auction. Each day will decrease. And finally, we will enter general availability period on December 14th.
Okay.
All information are in nick.cam.
Okay. Thank you for that. And as I'm not getting any questions at the moment, we'll close up the webinar for the day and wish everybody a nice day and a pleasant week. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Peter, for organization. Thank you, Yannick, for being there. And goodbye.